Good afternoon. Could you spare us a minute or two of your time? We're talking about the referendum in Bristol on Thursday about the elected mayor. We're handing out leaflets for the No campaign. Just wondering what your thoughts are.
By a parade of shops in Whitchurch, some of the No campaigners are trying to drum up interest in tomorrow's referendum. They're in luck.
The mayor of if we had an elected mayor and had any influence on Bristol City gaining promotion, then I'm all for it. But at the present moment, I would say no because of cost.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Lib Dem activist Ken Simpson is one of those handing out the leaflets. I asked him why he was putting in the hours campaigning on a referendum that has failed to set alight public interest.
Because I'm strongly opposed to the city being forced to spend up to £1 million to have an elected mayor when we already have a Lord Mayor. That £1 million could be spent on far more useful things like school places, care for the elderly, libraries, creating allotments. In some of the cities around the country where they've done it, like Stoke-on-Trent, they've got rid of it. In Bristol, once we've got it, we can't do anything about it. It's with us forever until we get another Act of Parliament passed to get rid of it.
What do you think the turnout's going to be on Thursday?
Low. Very low.
What have people been saying to you as you've been handing out these leaflets?
Most people haven't been in because they're out working, but the ones I have spoken to, generally it's a balance of some are for it, some are against it, and a lot of people don't really understand what it's all about either.
We've done Overton Road, there's Grenville Road.
And North Road.
Have you done Grenville Road?
Yes, I have, yes.
You've done that, okay. So
on the other side of the city in St Andrews, Christina Zaba is delivering some of the 25,000 leaflets the Yes campaign have had printed. So how does she think tomorrow's vote will go?
I think it'll be close. I think it'll be... It's completely impossible to predict. I hope it's a yes. I think it'll be much better for Bristol. I was talking to someone today who said, and this rather chilled me, he said, if it's not a yes, Bristol will be set back by decades.
And if Bristol votes no on the Friday, or votes no on the Thursday, and we find out on the Friday, how will you go on then after that? Is that the time to pack your bags and leave Bristol?
No, I don't think so. I think that the people who've been involved in the Yes campaign have been galvanised, actually. Will there be another government? Will there be another chance? Will we be given this chance again? I'm not sure. I mean, that'll be another time. I think what will happen if there's a no vote is Bristol will sink a bit and be left behind, because already Birmingham is shouting, Liverpool's already got its mayor, you know, they're electing a mayor, they've just gone for it. So, you know, I'll be sad about Bristol, to be honest, if it doesn't vote for a mayor. But that's just my opinion. It's up to everybody.
So both sides think turnout at polling stations, which open at 7 a.m. tomorrow, will be poor, but with a close result, which should be announced live on BBC Radio Bristol sometime on Friday afternoon.